A brand new episode of Klein Alley Show about to begin, but first, let's talk about our good friends, the San Bernardino International Airport.
Oh, yes, and it's a new year, new route. They've got nonstop service from San Bernardino International Airport to Provo on Breeze Airways.
Nothing better. Skiers, snowboarders, snowball fight enthusiasts, you can now go out of the world's greatest airport straight to Provo, Utah.
And as always, San Bernardino International Airport has $5 parking.
It's Allie's favorite thing, and now we get into a brand new episode of Klein Alley Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
A brand new episode of Klein Alley Show about to begin, but first let's talk about our good friends, the San Bernardino International Airport.
Oh, yes, and it's a new year, new route. They've got nonstop service from San Bernardino International Airport to Provo on Breeze Airways.
Nothing better. Skiers, snowboarders, snowball fight enthusiasts, you can now go out of the world's greatest airport straight to Provo, Utah.
And as always, San Bernardino International Airport has $5 parking.
It's Allie's favorite thing, and now we get into a brand new episode of Klein Alley Show.
This is the world-famous K-Rock.
All right, welcome to a brand new hour of the show. We are Klein Alley Show on K-Rock. I'm Klein, that's Alley.
Hi.
That is the audio sniper known as DJ Omar Khan.
Hello.
That is a man who wants to be known as the arbiter of sound.
Audio.
Whatever. His name is Jake the Nerd.
Thank you.
You got Postmaster Johnny in the back taking them calls with producer Vanessa, who may or may not have a brain bleed. We're not sure. Both happening in the back right now. 800-520-1067 to call, to text. You can watch us. We're streaming live on YouTube. Don't believe us? Check it out. Pull over. Give it a look. Or if you're supposed to be at your job now doing actual work, you can just keep us on one of them small screens where you click us out quickly when someone important walks by.
Yeah.
That's what it's all about. Appreciate the fact that this show is growing, and appreciate the fact that people tell other people, even if they're forced to because they're related.
Hey, I grew up in the South Bay. Loved you guys ever since you took over. I introduced the show to my 12-year-old boy like a year ago. Now he listens to the podcast every day. He calls the goat line all the time, but like he's trying to say he's a bigger fan of the show than I am, and I'm like, okay, volleyball. Then we laugh, and my wife and my other boy think we're like total weirdos.
Yeah,
so that's what's going on in my house. Anyway, I have a request for the audio sniper, a little mashup. Can I get a I love the hot dog at the Pantages and then two okay volleyballs? Love it.
Wee!
Thank you for listening to the show, and thank you for spreading the word to your son and forcing him. That is the future generation of K-Rock listeners, Klein Alley Show fans, and we are the perfect sensibilities and intelligence for a 12-year-old boy, so thank you for that. Omar, the audio sniper, can you fulfill that man's request? He's looking for I love the hot dog, followed by a welcome to the Pantages.
Followed by not one, but two okay volleyballs, which I respect.
I don't know if I could do all that just right now, because actually the library of sounds has gotten too big where I actually have to kind of like pre-plan.
Come on.
Do you need an arbiter of sound to help you organize?
I do. That's my job.
Let's see. What do I... hold on. Let's see. So I got...
We're at the Pantages. All right. Okay, you got one.
Okay. Where's the hot dog?
I like putting Omar on the spot here.
Where's the hot dog? Man, I can't find the hot dog. Oh, wait.
You know what? I love cocaine.
I have that.
Let's go with that one.
That's the Vanessa Loves folder?
That's fine.
I love the hot dog.
There we go. We got it.
Okay,
volleyball.
There it is.
And again.
Okay, volleyball.
All right, we did it for you.
All right.
As requested. That's the audio sniper.
It took a while, but I got it.
Hey, we pleased one 12-year-old boy. That was worth it.
Totally worth it. Pull the clip of Allie saying she pleased a 12-year-old boy. I really want that to play over and over again. Hey, Anthony. What's up, buddy?
Hey, what's up, Klein?
Sweet Dibs, you're called 20. There's the good news. The even better news is if you have an excuse on the ready, we'll see you this Friday at Snow Summit. You got lift tickets and some VIP party passes coming your way, all right?
Sweet.
What is
food poisoning? Here I come.
Food poisoning. Here I come. It's the go-to excuse. It always works. People don't ask for details. Hold on 1 second. Here's some Jimmy Eat World for you as we get into a brand new hour of the show right now. K-Rock, Klein Alley Show. How much you make? Hold on. Allie's very excited right now. She got a sweet settlement check in the mail.
Oh,
she's
the only person
I know that will fill out every, if she gets put involved in one of those postcards for her, you may be included in a class action lawsuit. A lot of people, I know it doesn't take that much time and potentially you get some real money. For the most part, it's like a check for 11 cents. And
not
Allie,
me.
Allie does not value her time, as we've learned.
It does not take very long. It literally takes 1 to 2 minutes to fill out the information and say, yep. And they email you now and say, hey, maybe you are a part of this class action lawsuit if you bought, you know, lawn chairs at Costco. And you're like, yep, I did.
But don't you have to prove that? Like, don't you have to show some sort of a proof of
receipt? I've never done one where I had to prove it because I don't save any receipts.
Right.
But they'll usually have records. It seems like if you subscribe to Netflix during this period to this period, then you could win money. And I'm like, yeah, I did probably.
So
and then you just fill it out and let them figure it
and
out.
And you hope, your hope is that you're one of only a few people that does it. The theory is that most of the public are lazy. They're not going to go through the clicking and the sending and the looking for stuff, or they won't even open the thing that says they're involved in it.
Yes, and idea, you should be a fan of this as a gambler because yes, maybe some days it's 11 cents, but there are once in a while you get them where it's actually a significant amount of money. I got almost $400 from an Apple one because of some keyboard problem.
I did get something in the mail one time. I thought I was going to throw it out. It was from IKEA. And I don't even think I filled out anything to get involved in a class action suit, but I think I had one of those dressers that was killing people.
Yes.
And
oh, you're lucky.
Yeah, that's how I felt. I was like, I'm lucky.
You had a killer dresser?
I got one of these murder dressers.
Oh, man. I bet they gave you a lot.
I don't think it was more than $100. I want to say it was 70-something, maybe.
That's totally worth it.
At IKEA, is enough to buy another murder dresser.
Woo-hoo!
So before you tell us how much you got, because I would like to go ahead and wager what I believe you received based on your level of excitement right now, which is hard because most people... What was the item that you, what was the class action you were involved in?
It was for a subscription I had to the New York Times.
What?
The news organization.
Wait, the digital one where like they make you sign up if you want to continue to read the article?
Yeah.
So you've signed up.
I think that maybe they were like not canceling, like they were making it too hard for people to cancel or something like that, or they weren't letting people know about auto renew. It was something like that.
Isn't that, by the way, isn't the subscription, digital subscription of the New York Times like 99 cents a month or something? Isn't it like so
cheap? It's $1 a week.
Oh, it's $1 a week.
Yes.
Okay. Big spender.
You know how many dollars that is?
You seem excited about it, but a lot of times these big companies will just, you know.
This was especially one that I got an email about, and I was like, I don't know, if I paid $1 a week, like, probably not going to get that much money, but whatever, I'll fill out my information.
And you got an actual
check.
Check in the mail.
Oh, just deposited. Made sure to deposit on the, before I left for work today.
Definitely less than $10, but you seem so excited. But once again, that's, you've been this excited before for less than that even.
Mm-hmm. If you guess correctly, I will give you half.
$2 then.
Class action check. Allie got involved. It's Allie versus the New York Times.
A North News organization that does a lot of good.
The modern day Roe versus Wade here.
Really do need money, actually. Kind of feel bad.
Old media battling old media. I'm going to assume Allie got $7 and change. Seven and change.
Interesting.
Is the number. $7.50 maybe.
Anyone want to go higher? I'll split the winnings with you.
Omar, I want to take a stab at this. She's speaking all like kind of high and mighty, like, you know.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a tad higher just because nobody goes through the process of filling those things out. And how many people do you know that actually signed up for that, you know?
Right. Well, I can see older people are very cheap people. In New York, I mean, that's the thing about newspaper people. Those are the people that I think would actually go through the process of being like, oh, good, paperwork, let's go.
Right.
I'm going to 22.75.
Ooh.
50 cents.
Come on, Jake. Jake obviously doesn't care about winning this. The grand total. The check that I received last night from the New York Times for my class action settlement was a whopping $17.04.
Oh,
boom.
So sad.
Dude, boom. That's like a month of Netflix.
Why are you booming? Why are you
boom.
Booming?
Boom that.
Why are you booming?
Boom.
That doesn't deserve any of those noises.
Wow.
$17.04? You were so excited.
This is what it deserves.
Come on. You know what I could get for that?
That is sad, but you know what? Compared to some of the other checks you bragged about?
I can get a family-sized thing of sliced turkey.
I can't believe you're going to give away almost $8.
For free.
Yeah, if any of us had gotten that, oh, it would have been great. All right, well, there you have it.
Well, and don't forget about the 4 cents. It wasn't just 17
I guess
flat.
Some people on the text line, I guess, got in on that, too, because some people nailed it exactly. 1702, someone says. 17
yes.
bucks. People knew. Wow.
Ooh, 1702, I got your beat. Boom.
Someone claims they got $700 from a Tinder lawsuit.
Cool.
That's pretty sweet right there.
Man, I got to get in some more shady stuff.
I always sign up for the class action, says 714. My friend got $30,000 from Jewel.
What? The singer?
That music is questionable. Beautiful song from Green Day right there. Not a new song, but hits different these days. K-Rock, we are Klein Alley Show. And perhaps you have been dry all this month long. Dry January is a challenge that some people try to get involved in, and it's very hard. You know, even the people that say, I do it every year, sometimes when you really hit them with some follow-ups, you find out they don't really do it. Like, they do it until the weekend, or they do it until the playoffs, or they do it until they were at a party.
And what I love the most is when the end of January hits, like now, and they start going, I don't know, I feel so good, I think I might keep going. And then they break it, like, next week.
Yeah, between Super Bowl, Valentine's Day, Groundhog Day, big drinking day as well, I would imagine. But we wanted to see what would happen if we took some people that have been dry all month and put them toe-to-toe against some of our favorite show drunks and try to figure out once and for all if there is any sort of benefit to doing the dry January for the past 28 days.
Especially compared, like, when people are doing dry January, they feel invincible.
Yes.
They just feel like they are at their best, they're sharp, they're clear, so they should be able to win this.
There's listeners on the phone. If you are currently participating in Dry January right now, we'd love you to join us to help us prove a point. The number is 800-520-1067. You can join us. We got lift tickets up for grabs as well, which will be great if that's what you're after. And if you are completely sober now and have been for at least since January 1st,
challenge one of our many drunk listeners.
Right. We've got some drunks that I assure you have not been doing the dry January. I just want to say hi to some of the drunks. For starters, let me say hi to Bar Buddy Bob, one of our more recent drunks. Bar Buddy Bob, you are not a dry January supporter, correct?
No, it's not really my thing.
Oh my gosh, right. Your voice. Are you just waking up, or is this you all warmed up and ready to go?
Oh, no. Yeah, you kind of wake it up, you know. Usually I'm not up in the morning, but...
Were you drinking last night until what hour?
Not too late. It was only, like, you know, 2 beers without playing pool, but I was home actually by midnight. It was an early day for me.
And have you had anything to drink with alcohol today so far?
No, but that's probably because we ran out the other night. I haven't gone to the store yet. Fair enough.
Okay, but you have not gone more than a day without drinking this entire month. Is that accurate?
I believe so, yes.
Okay.
I can't remember. There were some nights, I mean, I was so drunk I forgot whether I drank or not.
Right.
So that probably means that, yes, you had drank
all
that
right,
day.
That's Bar Buddy Bob right there. All right, look forward to playing with you, Bar Buddy Bob.
I'd love to hear what that guy tells a cop.
Man.
I don't think I was drinking because I don't remember.
I was so drunk, I don't remember if I drank or not. What an excuse that is. All right, that's one of the drunks. Allie, would you like to meet another drunk, or would you like to meet some of the dries?
I'd like to meet a dry.
All right, let's meet a dry now. This is Tom. Tom is a listener of the show. Hey, Tom, you have been sober since at least January 1st?
That's correct.
All right, and you think your life has gotten better? Do you feel more clear-headed?
Honestly, it's about the same. I haven't noticed a big difference.
Mm-hmm. That's why we're going to do this little test, the dry Q test, to see if there is a difference or not, because maybe we learn after all of this that the drunks are just as good and just as smart as the people that have been sober,
right.
In which case you don't waste the next January not drinking, right?
And is this something you That's do right. every year?
This is my third year doing it.
Uh-huh.
And you're a real dry January guy, not like Jake that has all these days that don't count? Like, you legitimately have not touched alcohol?
But what's funny is when I started it out, I told my wife, when I was planning on doing it, I was like, look, the one caveat is if we end up going to a show, I'm like, that's going to be my excuse, but I haven't been to any shows, so I've been good.
Okay. See, people always like to build in a little, I won't drink
one
unless. Let's meet another drunk, Al. You know these guys. They are the Bud Light bros. They are constantly drinking. They don't drink anything less than 30 beers each at a time. I don't think they even know how to do a low drinking day. It's always a lot of drinking. And whenever there's like a sale on cases of Bud Light, these guys fill up an entire bed of a pickup truck. It's out of control. I've seen it. And that's usually just to get them through the weekend. Hello, Bud Light bros.
What's up, man?
These guys, are you drunk now on this time at 8:30 on a, what's that, Wednesday morning?
We're getting there.
Great. How many beers in are you?
This is the fifth one.
Oh, my. Wow.
And just the concept of drunk dry January for you is...
It's drunk January, which you participate in every year.
It's asinine, right? You would never consider that.
Man, that's for suckers.
All right, great.
All right.
That's the Bud Light Bros.
Got tossed out of the cabana in Vegas.
They will be competing, and I can't wait to hear how you guys do. Let's meet another dry, Allie. This is someone that has been dry since New Year's Eve. This is Camillo.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Wow, look at you.
Well, you sound very responsible.
Very responsible. And you have not touched any alcohol since January 1st.
I've been dry, yeah, since New Year's Eve. Prior to that, I was hungover 3 to 4 days a week for about a year and a half. And I decided to go dry this January, possibly going dry even further into the year.
Good for you.
One of these guys. And you feel like your life has gotten better, it's easier to wake up, lost weight, look younger, all that stuff that people claim?
Oh, absolutely. I'm not on the losing weight. I actually gained a pound, but I've been waking up every day at 4:30, been at the gym by 4:45.
Wow.
I've been working 10-hour days at the office, and that's been sharp and focused. I remember things. I remember people's names. I love it.
All right. So this guy is a advocate for dry January.
Yeah, the party, the Bud Light Bros, they remember names.
They remember names.
They're sharp as well. They have jobs and everything.
The final drunk, Allie, on our drunk panel, and this is once again to prove that dry January is either a huge advantage if you participate or it means nothing at all, is Secondhand Cindy. Now, she is a big smoker, but you also like to drink a lot, Secondhand Cindy, right?
I do. I drink every day.
Great.
And Cindy, what have you had this morning?
Let's see. I've had 2 glasses of wine. And I'm working on my second buzz ball.
Oh my God,
Cindy. She's on a buzz ball. That is a real move.
I'm working on my second buzz ball.
It's a real move.
My favorite sentence ever.
All right, hold on 1 second. All right.
The tall one or small one?
I think she said the small one. Because the other one feeds like 40 people. Size of a Hello Volleyball. Okay, hold on, Secondhand Cindy. So in a moment, Allie, this is very exciting. We've got our dries, we've got our drunks. They will battle it out. Who do you think is going to do better? If you had just from meeting the panel.
What kind of questions are we asking here?
They're all over. It's a combination of questions. It could be pop culture.
A combination of questions? The sober people.
Okay. As soon as we're done with this one from Linkin Park, we can officially begin the dry Q test. Place your bets now. Will it be the dries or will it be the drunks? And I already see the text line is very heated. People excited. Someone says, I'm at work and I'm not getting out of my car until the dry Q test is complete. That's the goal. Keep you listening longer. We'll start this thing in exactly 2 minutes. She gives all of our drunks enough opportunity to have another buzz ball or two. Be back with the dry Q test next.
I've been working with a nurse dietitian for the last 6 months, and it's been life-changing. I've lost weight, healed my relationship with food, and have way more energy. Working with a dietitian online to create a personalized nutrition plan was so easy thanks to Nourish. The best part? I pay $0 out of pocket because Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
K-Rock, Klein Alley Show. A happy dry January for all of you who celebrate. Don't worry, your torture will come to an end soon enough, as we are only days away from beginning a brand new month. It's time for the dry Q-test. Drunks versus dries, battling it out. Three rounds, a new drunk and a new dry in each round. We'll be battling it out, Alley. And already, the votes overwhelmingly in favor of the drunks.
Wow, really?
Yeah, they would like the drunks to win. But
somebody on the text line thinks that Cindy and Bar Buddy Bob are Jake's parents, and he doesn't even know.
That is possible. The two of them would really get along. Cindy, you're single, correct?
Yes, I am.
Hey, Bar Buddy Bob, are you single?
Yeah. I got no time for nobody.
Great. That's a double negative, but okay. The two of you, would you be interested in maybe meeting in real life, Bar Buddy Bob and Secondhand Cindy?
I met him.
You did?
Yeah, up in Big Bear.
No, I don't think Bar Buddy Bob was there last year.
Oh, where? No, not Bar Buddy. I'm sorry, the Bud Light guys.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, yes, you did all meet right. The Bud Light guys.
All right, this is off to a great start already. Okay, hold on 1 second. Round one, Allie, is going to be a battle between the Bud Light Bros, representing the drunks, and listener Tom, representing the dries. Tom has been a dry January supporter since January 1st. Imagine how much he's craving something right now. What drink? What, oh, sorry about that. Tom? Oh, that's not Tom. Tom, what do you miss the most so far? What drink?
I'm a beer guy. IPA all the way.
Okay, so it's a perfect battle.
Is it Saturday
yet? We got Tom representing the dries versus the Bud Light Bros representing the drunks.
Klein seems to also represent the drunks.
I am also representing the drunks this morning. First question goes to the dry. This is only for Tom to answer. Tom, which planet shares its name with a chemical element? You can pass.
Pass.
Okay.
Wow.
Drunks. Which planet are we currently on?
Perth.
Nice.
All right. That's 1 point, Allie, in the column of the drunks.
Can we answer the previous question?
Sure.
Sure.
Mercury.
Yeah.
Wow.
Bud Light Bros.
Bud Light Bros. Really rubbing it in the face of Dry Tom right now. We go to question number two. This is once again Dry Tom versus the Bud Light Bros representing the drunks.
Bud Light Bros definitely a better nickname than Dry Tom.
I agree. All right, Tom, Dry Tom, who painted the ceiling of the Sistine Chapel?
Oh, man. Michelangelo.
All right, that is correct. Okay. Point for the dry. Good job. Bud Light Bros, who painted all those Bob Ross paintings?
Bob Ross.
That is also correct. Proving that being drunk in the month of January, Allie, does not affect your ability to answer hard questions.
I feel like these are skewed a little bit.
Definitely not skewed even a little bit.
Okay.
We go to the final round. You need this one, Tom, because the Bud Light Bros are still up one, and that would be a point, and round one would go to the drunks. Here we go. Dry Tom, what is the largest living species of lizard on planet Earth? I mean, you haven't been drinking all month. What the hell have you been doing? Jesus.
I know. My God.
Well, you know, they say I drink and I know things, so I don't drink, I don't know things. Pass.
That's a pass. Bud Light Bros, what is a good name for a pet lizard?
Spike.
That is correct.
Great
Love
name.
Spike.
Great name for a lizard.
By chance, do you know how to answer the previous question?
I believe it's a Komodo dragon.
That is also
Whoa,
correct.
Bud Light Bros, genius.
Wow. Round one. Goes to the drunks.
Three for three.
Over the dries. Tom, shame on you. And Bud Light Bros, once again, I know you love alcohol, but congratulations on bringing some glory to all the people that remain drinking this month.
Yay, yay.
We'll see you guys hopefully at the top of Snow Summit for some hang on Friday. Hopefully you get the day off.
Oh, hell yeah. We're already planning to go, and we're going to bring our beer bong up there.
Oh, great. Okay, great.
Sure, someone will love that. I would love to make an effort to get the Bud Light Bros in a Bud Light Super Bowl commercial.
God, that would be great.
That would crush.
That would be great. I would love it when they open up that cooler. It's it's Post Malone and Shane Gillis if the Bud Light Bros are
in
the cooler.
It is what it is.
All right, we go to round two now. Round one went to the drunks. Let's see what happens in round two. We've got Camilla, who we met a moment ago. He has been dry since New Year's Eve. Good morning, Camilla. How you doing?
Doing great, guys. How are you?
You're battling secondhand Cindy in round number two. Are you ready for this?
This is going to be a fierce
battle. I'm ready.
Okay, yeah. Here we go. Question number one goes to the dry. What type of fish is Nemo in the movie Finding Nemo?
Clownfish.
That is correct. Dry gets a point. Secondhand Cindy, what is the name of Harry Potter's school?
Let's see. Potter School?
Okay. Unfortunately, we cannot accept that. Great answer.
Secondhand Cindy graduated from Potter School.
I believe she has a master's from Potter School. It is Hogwarts School of Witchcraft and Wizardry. Point goes to the dry. Two more questions in round number two now. And if you're keeping track at home, round one did go to the drunks. So the dries need this one. Question number one goes to Dry Camillo. Dry Camillo, how many legs does a spider have?
Eight.
That is correct. Secondhand Cindy, what does a caterpillar turn into?
Butterfly.
All
nice,
right.
Cindy.
She got that one. Whew. Hoping she'd pull that. That's a tie. Comes down to this final question now. You need this one. Speaking of butterfly, Cindy, you go first this time. Which boxer floats like a butterfly and stings like a bee?
Oh, jeez.
Oh, no.
Can you repeat it?
Which boxer floats like a butterfly and stings like a bee?
Sugar Ray.
Sorry. Cannot accept that. It's Muhammad Ali is the answer we were looking for. And if you get this right, not that it matters, but I think round two is going to go to the dries, Allie. Here we go. It's another sports question. What is the golf term for a score that is one under par?
I don't even play golf.
Well, it doesn't.
Just guess a bogey.
Birdie is what we're looking for. But it doesn't matter, Allie. Round two goes to the Drys.
Man, secondhand Cindy.
Secondhand Cindy, you did represent the Drunks proudly, but unfortunately the Drys get the point, which means it's all going to come down to a battle between Bar Buddy Bob and Dry Pedro, who's on the phone right now. This will determine who wins and who loses.
Tiebreaker, okay.
Very exciting. Thank you both for being on. Secondhand Cindy, hopefully we see you on Friday up at the mountain again. That was fun last year.
Yes, it was. I do have to say something. You can stay off alcohol for 6 weeks and your liver will go back to perfect.
Okay. Thank you so much.
All right, it's a bonus point.
Secondhand
right
Cindy, that's a great piece of information.
Allie, here we are now. It's come down to this, the final round. Drys versus Drunks. It's Bar Buddy Bob representing the Drunks against Dry Pedro. And Dry Pedro, how long has it been since you've had a drink?
Since October 17th.
So this guy, and is that court ordered or is that by choice?
A choice.
Okay,
good
so this
you.
Man has not had a drop of alcohol going way back even before January. He's the driest of the dry contestants.
According to Cindy, his liver is already completely imperfect and intact.
Does it feel that way, Pedro?
It certainly does.
Nice. Mm-hmm.
And how does your liver feel, Bar Buddy Bob?
It hasn't complained.
Okay. Oh, boy. Three questions, Allie, will determine who wins and loses this dry January battle. Here we go. Question number one goes to Dry Pedro. Dry Pedro, you listening?
Yes, sir.
What animal begins each MGM movie?
A lion.
Mm-hmm.
That is correct. Point goes to the Drys. Bar Buddy Bob. In the show The Simpsons, what is the name of the neighboring town next to Springfield?
Whoa.
Shelbyville.
That is also
wow.
correct. Allie, this is a real nail biter in the Drys versus the Drunks right now. All right. Question number two goes to Dry Pedro, representing the Drys. Who discovered America in the year 1492?
Leif Erikson?
Who? Leif Erikson.
Who's that?
Oh, my God. Bar Buddy Bob for the steal?
Oh, that would be Christopher Columbus.
Okay.
There you go.
Wow, the Drunks have just gone up by one now. And this is the final question, Allie. I can't believe it all comes down to this. We start with Dry Pedro. Dry Pedro, what don't invertebrates have?
What
don't invertebrates have?
I didn't quite hear you. Can you say that again?
What don't invertebrates have?
Oh, shoot. I don't even know what invertebrate means.
This would be for the win, and this would be for the pride and the joy of everyone who has remained drinking for the month of January. Bar Buddy Bob, what don't invertebrates have?
Oh, just like my ex used to tell me all of the time. No spine.
Wow.
And a hilarious anecdote, too.
Bar Buddy Bob, congratulations.
You won it for the Drunks, Bob.
The Drunks have reigned supreme. I know. It's a big celebration. And for every single person, and nothing against you Dry January people. I know it was not easy to do. But Bar Buddy Bob, we will let you give an acceptance speech on behalf of all of the Drunks. And I'm going to add the Bud Light Bros into this as well. And Secondhand Cindy, you guys are celebrating for all the people that remain drinking all month, aren't you?
Yes,
yeah.
I am.
Yeah, there's a party.
Raise a glass. Drink.
Mm-hmm. Another excuse to drink.
That's right.
That's what,
that's what they
beautiful.
Needed.
I'm going to cry.
Quick break. We're back with more after this. Congratulations, Drunks. K-Rock, Klein Alley Show. Coachella tickets in about 5 minutes, but some people are impatient and they want to win, or they'd rather come hang out with us for Ditch Day, and that puts us in Huntington Beach as we say hello to Michelle, caller 20. Hello. Friday, sweet dibs. Can't wait to meet you. Hang out in person. We'll be at Snow Summit. Love you to join us. Got some lift tickets for you and some VIP party passes.
I'm so excited.
You have an excuse?
I got my excuse ready. I'm going to be at the Intuit Dome the night before, and I'm going to be hella hungover from that, and I can't make it to work in the
morning. Great idea. You're going to be at Fire Aid the night before. What a great 48 hours you got planned, huh?
Yep, so excited.
Thanks. All right, cool. Hold on 1 second. We will meet you on Friday if you can make it up the mountain. Allie, let's get to the news, then a brand new hour of the show, which will kick off with your Coachella tickets. It all starts.
Grab your Adderall. It's time for ADD News.
Today in recall news, two different foods are being recalled. Which one do you care about? It will say a lot about you. First, there's the smoked salmon recall. at Costco. The salmon recall is for any smoked salmon and could contain listeria, which, again, sucks that you get listeria from making a healthier choice. Seems like a waste. And then there's the Lay's potato chip recall. It is being classified as one of the highest risk recalls and could be fatal, which seems over the top because they're being recalled over undeclared milk that may be present in the chips. So if you have like a deadly milk allergy and you eat Lay's, then you're going to die, maybe?
You know how L.A. has so many different types of milk? Like, if you go anywhere now, it's like it's not just milk, oat milk, almond milk, soy milk.
Camel milk is a thing now.
Camel milk is in?
Yep.
There was that big Super Bowl commercial a few years ago. I forget, which milk was that? It was like nut milk or something. It was some other milk.
Yes, you're so
Regardless,
right. What was that?
Undisclosed milk, I think, is the future. I like that. We should brand
I'll have 2% undisclosed. Thank you.
Latte, undisclosed milk. Thank you very much. Yeah, I don't know why.
Just because we're talking about recalls, I also wanted to point out that organic whole milk by Horizon is also pulling 19,000 plus cases because they're spoiling prematurely.
Dude, I feel like that's happening with a lot of food. Because you know what I think happened? Talk about conspiracy theory.
Oh, here we go.
I think when the fires happened and everybody lost power, including all the damn stores, their crap started spoiling, and they don't want to get rid of all their stuff we had to get rid of it.
Served it up.
So they're serving it up, and they're like, hey, here's some discounts because I'm getting stuff, and it is very questionable. I'm still eating it, but it's questionable.
Of course you are. That's right, Allie. You haven't wasted. This smells terrible, but I'm still eating it. I get it.
You know how many of those sausages I ate?
Yeah.
A lot.
What do you do if you have a recalled bag of potato chips? You eat all except one and then bring it back for refund?
I mean, if you don't have a milk allergy, you can just eat them, is the point. Great. That's why I think it's ridiculous that they're like, this is deadly, because it's only deadly if you have some kind of deadly milk allergy.
Right. I would imagine someone who has a milk allergy is going to try to find a bag, eat it quickly, and then sue.
And then get an excuse to come to Big Bear.
That's all you need.
All right. How many sit-ups can you do in a minute? If you want a career in the armed forces, you have to undergo rigorous training, both physical and psychological. And they're trying to lure people in because there has been a slump in jobs like this. People think it's too hard, too risky. Are you familiar, Klein, with the FBI sit-up test?
I know what the impossible sit-up is, where you...
What's that?
Convince your friend that it's impossible to do a sit-up with their tongue out and their eyes closed, and then someone puts their butt in their face and they sit up and do it. It's one of the greatest pranks of all times.
I wish that you hadn't said that now. We could have done that to Jake.
He'll still fall for it after the show. Don't worry, Jake. We're going to see if you can do the impossible sit-up.
So,
I can't do any sit-up.
I bet you can't do the impossible one.
No way, dude.
We'll have to do that on the YouTube live stream.
I bet you would be like, still did it.
We're going to do it during the next song on the YouTube live stream.
All right, how much will
I bet? I bet you Jake cannot do a proper sit-up with his tongue out and his eyes closed. And I will bet...
both of my buttholes.
I will bet a lot. I'll bet your dignity.
I need money.
Right. So the FBI accepts applicants from people between the ages of 23 and 37, and you have to be able to complete a sit-up test, a push-up test, a 300-meter sprint, and a 1.5-mile run. And how well you do these things earns you a certain amount of points, and you have to get enough points to pass. If you can do, for women, 32 sit-ups in a minute, and for men, it's 38 sit-ups in a minute, do you think you'd be able to do that now with no training?
38 it seems sit-ups easy to me. In 1 minute.
That seems easy to you?
Nope, it totally easy.
You're doing a sit-up. Remember, really? Jake did 75 push-ups, no problem, in a row.
Yeah.
How far does your tongue have to stick out?
I think it has to be able to get to your sergeant's butthole.
Very far. Okay. Very far.
Those in the FBI, I don't think so.
That's how you climb the ranks. Yeah, you're doing basically a sit-up every 2 seconds,
and
right?
But it's one of those sit-ups where, and they like have a whole video with the protocol, but somebody holds your feet.
Oh, it's the easiest. It's
and
the
I'm
easiest.
Like, somebody all the way down, all the way up, right?
Yeah, and they said you have to be able to put your shoulders all the way on the ground every single time, and if you have incorrect form, they won't count that sit-up.
But I thought you had reported in a previous ADD news that they were lowering the standards for all of these things because it was too difficult for people to, you know, hit that top 1%.
But I wonder if this is part of that because 32 seems manageable to me.
Yeah.
And then you feel like if it's attainable, you know, it used to be like, oh, the police academy or, oh, the military basic training, it's so rigorous, it's so hard. You know, you have to be like an American Ninja Warrior to pass.
Just the best of the best.
But if it's like something that you're reading and you're like, I probably could do that.
Yeah. 32.
Then you kind of want to challenge yourself because it seems like even just with a little bit of training, you could probably figure
Jake,
it out.
Jake, you think you can do 32 impossible sit-ups in a row?
Dude, how much money you want to bet?
All right, we'll figure it out.
All right, and then finally, Spirit is still bankrupt, even though people were trying to buy them out. They were not successful, and it seems like the efforts are still continuing. Frontier Airlines has made another offer to merge with the bankrupt Spirit Airlines less than 2 years after a previous plan with JetBlue fell through. Mm. So I know Spirit was changing some of their policies to say, hey, you can't have offensive tattoos,
see-through,
and you can't
shirts,
have see-through clothing, right, and all that stuff. And I think that that's what motivated Frontier to be like, all right, come on. We got to save the Ratchet. They have to be able to fly. It's not right. fair.
What are all these people that are in wet bathing suits going to do?
Exactly.
They can't get on an airplane. Hey, how would you like to go to Coachella? Got your tickets right now? All you got to do is get on the phones. 800-520-1067. I'm looking for you. Caller 20. 3-day Coachella tickets will be yours. That's how we kick off a brand new hour of the show right here on K-Rock.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework. Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.